Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The reality of the protests of soldiers of the Jewish entity and their consequences. Translated by Dr. Abdul Ilah Muhammad Wilaya Jordan. Quote, the same messages keep repeating under the names of pilots, former Navy veterans, or others. None of them are written in the name of our soldiers. Rather, they were written by a handful of scum run by foreign-funded organizations whose goal is to overthrow the right-wing government. Unquote. With those words, Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of the Jewish entity, responded to the protest petitions against the continuation of his brutal war on Gaza. Petitions demanding an end to the war and the return of the captives, accusing Netanyahu of seeking to prolong the war for personal political reasons and not security-related ones. After the heroic actions carried out by the fighters of Gaza on October 7, 2023, the Jewish entity launched a frenzied campaign of genocide against Gaza and its people, committing war crimes in full view and hearing of the entire world, blatantly disregarding the international laws and conventions that the West so often boasts about, showing no concern for the blood or dignity of the people. This was done with direct support from the sponsor of terrorism, America, and with the clear complicity of the Rawaybi, the ignorant, incompetent rulers of the Muslim world. At the same time, the entity declared its goals to eliminate Hamas, retrieve the captives, and prevent any future threat from Gaza, hoping to regain some of the prestige it lost at the hands of a small group of Gaza's mujahideen. However, after more than 18 months of killing, destruction, and brutality, during which it became clear to all observers just how fragile and weak this entity is, and that its soldiers are not fit for war, Netanyahu's madness and hatred only grew, especially as he faces looming legal cases, the collapse of his government and the end of his political career, along with daily Jewish protests against the continuation of the war. In an attempt to ease the pressure from protesters and global public opinion opposing his war in Gaza, he sought to expand the scope of his aggression to include Lebanon and Syria. Meanwhile, the United States continued to give him opportunity after opportunity to achieve at least some of the goals he had declared. Allah Almighty said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. Surely the disbelievers spend their wealth to hinder others from the path of Allah. They will continue to spend to the point of regret. Then they will be defeated and the disbelievers will be driven into hell. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 36. This is the true nature of kufr, disbelief and its followers. The steadfastness of our people and brothers and sisters in Gaza, despite the criminal war, the destruction and killing it brought, and the direct support from America, Western countries and the Rawaybida of the Muslim world, has disrupted calculations and made America and its agents feel threatened, fearing the region slipping out of their control. As a result, US President Trump hurriedly summoned Netanyahu, during which Netanyahu appeared entirely different from his first visit. Trump silenced him with a list of demands regarding Iran and Turkey, both of which revolve in America's orbit, and even insisted that Netanyahu must stand trial and defend himself. According to some media leaks, Trump gave him 2 to 3 weeks to end the war. It is in this context that the protests and objections emerge from various sectors of the Jewish army, pilots, infantry and artillery units, elite forces, Mossad agents, doctors and academics, serving as additional pressure on Netanyahu's government due to their wide scope and diversity. Here a question may arise. Could these protests and demonstrations pose an existential threat to the Jewish entity? To answer that, we say, the Jewish entity was planted by the disbelieving West as a dagger in the heart of the Islamic lands, and it serves as an advanced military base for them. Additionally, it plays a religious role for them, as supporting this entity and ensuring its survival is believed, according to their beliefs, to hasten the return of the quote-unquote savior. Therefore, they see the necessity of keeping it strong. As a result, and due to the failure of the Jewish entity to achieve any of its declared objectives after 18 months of killing, destruction, and devastation, along with steadfastness of our people and their rejection of Trump's unrealistic and unachievable demands, America realized after it became evident to anyone with eyes that this illegitimate entity is weak and fragile, a paper tiger. Coupled with America's preoccupation with more pressing issues such as China, Europe, Russia, internal divisions, and the ongoing trade war, which has already cost trillions and threatens to escalate beyond Americans' control, whether through external interventions challenging its influence in the region or internal uprisings from Muslim soldiers angry at the Western-backed Muslim rulers and burning with the desire to support their brothers in Gaza and all of Palestine. America concluded that what could not be achieved through war might be attained through political scheming and conspiracy. Thus, it directed its agent Sisi to propose an initiative for an agreement to end the war, with the release of Jewish prisoners and the disarmament of Hamas as conditions for halting the killing and destruction. O Muslims and O soldiers of Islam, Palestine is the land of Isra al-Miraj, and the connection to it is ideological. The peoples of the Muslims must move to support it, and you are among them. Despite the weakness and evident division of America, its base, the Jewish entity, and the entire Western world, all of this represents a divine gift for you to sever your ties with the submissive, cowardly regimes that are agents of the disbelieving, hateful West. Instead, you should bind yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supporter of his oppressed servants, and join hands with Hizb ut-Tahrir, giving it your support to establish the second righteous Khilafah, Caliphate, upon a method of the prophethood. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be like Sa'd and Asad radiallahu anhum, the supporters of your noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will be among his beloved. You will liberate the lands and the people, and justice and tranquility will spread. And this is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we call upon you, for by Allah it is success in this world and the hereafter. Otherwise may Allah protect us from it.
إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
If you do not march forth, he will afflict you with a painful torment and replace you with other people. You are not harming him in the least, and Allah is most capable of everything. Surah At-Tawbah, verse 39. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.